After years of talks and setbacks, there's momentum to expand the Fire Island Wind Project. The first turbines started spinning on the island near Anchorage 4 years ago, but a planned expansion has stalled ever since. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
SERI wants to double the number of wind turbines on Fire Island from 11 to 22, but convincing power companies to pay for its electricity has been hard. SERI says now it's nearing a deal with Golden Valley Electric in Fairbanks. Corey Borgeson, Golden Valley Electric president and CEO, thinks they can get the power for $56 per megawatt hour, about 40% lower than the utility's average cost of power now.
It's not cheap, but we think with the benefits of the wind and the reasonable cost that SERI is providing us, it makes economic sense to take a real good hard look at this.
Ethan Shutt of SERI thinks the talks are a good sign for independent renewable energy producers in Alaska, but he says they're still fighting an uphill battle. For example, Alaska doesn't have renewable energy targets that power companies have to meet.
Basically, all we have to offer that can attract the utilities is the stability of the price and the ultimate price of the delivered power. There's no other leverage in our system here.
There's also the matter of sending power all the way to Fairbanks. Because it moves through other power companies' territory, it costs more. That's another sticky issue they're trying to resolve. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.